Okay, well, we're trying to get back on a normal week now, with Tuesday being the normal traditional Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, finishing up our preparations for Buff. So, as I said the other day, part of this week, it's just getting into a routine, getting into our regular season meeting, practice, preparation schedules, coaches and players, as well as preparing, you know, doing all the things we need to do to get ready for Buffalo, which is a considerable as well. So, fortunately, that the blessed days on that. That's where we're at for now.
Well, Mike Reese of ESPN Boston. Understanding there's an element of the unknown with any season opening game. Traditionally, when you face the Mike Pettine defense, does that how much does that mean be ready for the blitz?
Quite a bit. Yeah, they pressure quite a bit, percentage wise. You know, there's some tendencies that are stronger than others, but yep, this pickle will be definitely something that we need to work on this week. Question about it.
And from what you've seen of their defense, obviously there's going to be a change when you go from Wanstead to Pettine. How would you describe the change that you've seen going from what they were doing last year to this year?
Well, I mean, this looks a lot like the Jets defense, just different players. And
yep.
Thematically, it's similar to what we've seen from the Jets. The same with the Jets in Buffalo. Last year and this year, the flow looks like the Jets.
Yeah. Well, that's quite a bit of the preparation involves studying Jets film from last year, Bill, or is it do you have to sort of focus in more on what's during the preseason because it's just so many different pieces personnel-wise?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, I think I would imagine that whatever the Jets did, Buffalo is certainly capable of doing. From a scheme standpoint, whether they've shown it or not. So we have to be aware of some of those things. Again, I think that's part of the whole unknown of opening day. You know, we go back and find a million things to work on. It's like, sure, Buffalo could too if they go back and however far back they want to go on the Patriots stuff. I mean, I'm sure that you know, there's plenty of stuff in there somewhere. It's just a question of what you think you need to stop and how much time you want to allocate to different aspects of the game plan. And then, you know, at some point, I'm sure that every team on opening day in the NFL is going to have to be making some kind of adjustments to something new that they haven't seen or the wrinkle that the opponents have held back for opening day. I mean, it's just opening day. So I don't see it any different than that. Probably all teams are looking to pretty much the same scenario there.
Bill, you signed Matthew Mulligan today. What do you see from him?
Well, he's an experienced tight end. We played against before. We'll put him in there in that group and see how it all, you know, see how it all comes together. Had a lot of success blocking, and I think he's a tough physical player. But we'll see how it goes.
Offensively for the Bills, how much are you seeing any option or sort of pistol based concepts from their offense?
They do some. I mean, this is another thing that where we've know things that they've done in the past, whether that's part of this offense or whether they'll do it against us or not. That's part of the unknown, but it works. Ready for a variety of things. They've shown a number of things offensively, a number of different schemes. Obviously, a lot of no huddle, really all no huddle. But with different personnel groups, different formations, different combinations, things like that. So, we'll have to prepare for all that. But the quarterback is being part of the offense, either keeping the ball or running play action, bootlegs off it, or things like that. Pitching the ball, I think those are all elements that we'll have to work on, sure.
I know they're both rookies, Bill, but based off what you've been able to see and what you've been able to sort of pick up about schematically how things will work in Buffalo, what are the differences from a skill set standpoint between manual and tool? You know, I know that it looks like it's going to be tool, but it sounds like manual might have a shot at least to play.
Well, when, you know, when both of them have had a chance to play, they've both been productive. And, you know, to be honest with you, there isn't a ton of Buffalo film on either one of them. You know, we've seen them play in college and scouted them. They're both coming out there, but that doesn't really mean as much as what they do in this offense and how they do it. So there's not, you know, there's not a whole lot of film on either guy. Just have to go on, you know, what we've got. Again, be ready, you know, to, you know, once we really see the, you know, it's true of a lot of rookie players, even though you watch them on film, once you actually see them in person, you know, get on the field with them, sometimes they look a little different than what they look like on film. So there's always that element of it, but you know, I don't think in this case we'll go on what we have, but that's not a whole lot.
Looks like they're starting a rookie middle linebacker in Chico Alonso. What did you see from him, though, like leading into the draft, and what stands out to you from what you've seen in the preseason?
You know, good size, athletic guy, runs well. Can, you know, cover a lot of ground, sideline to sideline. Physical player. They blitz him, you know, he comes hard as a blitzer. A good range, good tackler. It looks like he's been a good addition to their defense, gives them some speed, you know, gives them speed and athleticism and some power as well. But he's got a good combination of skills.
So with so many new players on your roster, the unknown is always there on opening day. Is it a little more for you this year than in previous years?
Always there.
On Mario Williams, I don't know if it would be accurate to say he was mostly on the defensive left side last year. I'm just curious with the new scheme if you're noticing any maybe a little more liberal usage in terms of where they're lining him up, anything different they might be doing with him from what you've been able to gather.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, I think we've got to be ready for all of it. And they've already shown some different looks where they have, you know, guys moving around and defensive tackles playing linebacker, or, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, we've seen him, you know, plenty on our left. But as you said, played on the right, so I'm sure he can play. You know, it looks like he'd be comfortable playing on either side. They move him, try to match him up. Same thing with McKeldin, you know. He's played on our right, he's played on our left. And I'm sure if they wanted to match him up like they did in New York when they, you know, would match corners against certain receivers. So we'll have to be ready for it, but I don't think that there's been enough of a pattern for preseason to say with 100% certainty that it'll be what it isn't going to be with, you know, a lot of those types of situations.
So I was wondering what you've seen from Shane Vereen this summer.
Shane's had a good spring, a good camp, and have been relatively healthy. He's gotten a lot of snaps out there on all four downs, really. Kicking game on third down, first and second down offensively as well. So he's continued to grow, develop as a player, both in his understanding and, you know, working on his run reads, his route running techniques, blitz pickup, various things in return the picking game. So, you know, he's continued to improve and I think he's had a good, you know, good camp here, a good preseason. I think he's ready to go in the season. That all turns out, but I think he's had his preparation's been good.
When a player like him maybe lines up more in line, I guess, or kind of closer to the line of scrimmage versus in the backfield or wide, what are kind of the challenges for him? And maybe what does he use? What does he have to his advantage to perhaps get open in those tight areas?
You mean when we detach him out of the backfield?
Well, perhaps if he lined up more, I don't want to say in an H back line, but kind of closer to the line that way. I'm just curious if you used him that way, what would be the challenges for him there?
So it depends on what you ask them to do.
Presumably, he's trying to get open. So,
I mean, are you talking about, like, detaching them out of the backfield, or are you talking about playing them at tight end?
Kind of basically, if you use them, for lack of a better term, as a tight end, what would be the challenges for him there?
One challenge would be size. I mean, he's a good athlete, he's quick, he's fast.
Final question for Coach Belichick.
So, you mentioned that the no huddle with the Bills offense seems like that, you know, that ties into their desire to play with a certain fast pace. Can you draw any parallels to other, you know, teams that you face that have played at a similar pace? Any past experience you can draw on to, you know, heading into this game? Or your own team, for that matter, in practice?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I think we've certainly seen a lot of up-tempo, no-huddle, fast-pace offenses, whatever you want to call it, including our own, in practice. So, you know, exactly how this goes, you know, I don't know if we know exactly until we actually get on the field with them and, you know, and see it in person, but I'd say just generally speaking, probably some similarities to Philadelphia. We'll practice against out there. Might be a little faster than that. I'm not sure. You know, I don't know. I don't think Philadelphia necessarily is always trying to go as fast against us at that point as maybe they have in later games, or maybe they will during the season. You know, I'm not sure. But they go faster than they did in the game. Again, I'm not sure. If Buffalo's, and I add that again, I think most teams that don't know how to have the ability to pick up the pace or slow down the pace. I don't know what they're trying to do, so probably get a mixture of it.